Studios. Going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here in the Dog Bowl in Berea alongside my man Matt Wilhelm. Just a few hours before we head on a plane, head west to Chicago for the 2015 NFL Draft. The rumors are hot. The rumors are swirling right now. ESPN reporting via Pat McManaman that the Browns have offered picks 12 and 19 to the Titans for the number 2 overall pick to take Marcus Mariota. Nobody I know believes that just 12 and 19 would get that done. Now, the report strangely also notes that Brown sources say nothing. The talks are not substantive, nor are they serious, but it is the lead story at ESPN.com because that's journalism in today's day and age. I hope that this does not happen. I've said it before. I'll stay with it. I hope that that is not, that the Browns don't mortgage their future. Now, if this we're talking about a trade up to get Jameis Winston, that I would be into. Character issues aside, and I know people say, you can't do that. No, we are. But his talent, his skill set translates better to the NFL. Could Mariota be good? Yes. Do I think they should go all in and mortgage this? Because it's going to cost 12 and 19. It's going to cost something else as well. And then all of a sudden, you would have had a first-round quarterback in Brandon Whedon, who's already gone. A first-round quarterback in Johnny Manziel, who, at that point, I don't know where he stands in this organization. And then a first-round pick in Marcus Mariota, who would cost multiple first-rounders. So it is an interesting situation, something worth monitoring again. And it's funny, we were talking before the show, Matt, about what we wanted to do as a hot topic for the show. And it was one of the questions I said before this news even came out was, in or out? Are you in on a Mariota trade mortgaging the future, or are you out? I think you and I are both out, but we wanted to pose that to the listening audience here, to the members of the Dog Pound that tune into CBD every day as we get ready for this draft.
Yeah, I'm absolutely out, and I think that strategically, if we move up or move down in the first round, based around grabbing an extra pick or falling in love with a player that's not a quarterback, I'm a fan of that, and I just think that with Ray Farmer and his staff having one full year to scout this for this upcoming draft, we have to stay true to our board and not make any crazy moves like it would be to go up to number 2 and get Marcus Mariota, who in my eyes is not a foregone conclusion to be a franchise quarterback. I would love, you know, maybe 5 years from now, after he proves himself right or wrong, you know, to come via free agency, but to leverage our future and take away two other starters for a guy that might not immediately hit the field for the Cleveland Browns this coming September is a scary, scary idea for me.
It's scary to me as well. It seems to be, again, an exorbitant price for a guy that's got a lot of transition to make. I haven't been for it from day one, so I still won't be for it if that's what the Browns do. If that's ultimately what happens, I will be surprised, and hopefully Marcus Mariota becomes the franchise quarterback, because ultimately that is what it's all about getting, but I do not want that to happen. I think this is a team that has an opportunity at 12 and 19 to get talented players and bring them into this team. We know that there are needs here. I also think, if you were to ask me where this came from, I think this is coming from the Tennessee Titans, who are trying to drive up the price and gauge the interest on that number 2 overall pick.
100%. And also, too, you know, my go-to source for information, profootballtalk.nbcsports.com, has a report that says Mariota's camp believes the Chargers, Eagles are trying to trade up to draft him. So I think we're hearing some of that news, you know, here locally, because the Browns, you know, have a viable and some, you know, need at the quarterback position. We hold the rights to move up to number 2 in picks 12 and 19, and we're the most feasible team right now that has the ammo to move up and do it. And then also, too, we have the trade bait for another team wanting to make a move, whether it be the Chargers or the Eagles.
The other thing to remember, too, and here comes a report refuting this right now. So here we go. Paul Kuharsky saying that Tennessee has not received an offer from the Cleveland Browns for the number 2 pick. That goes directly against another ESPN report from Pat McManaman. So Paul Kuharsky, who is the Titans beat writer, saying that the Titans have not received a trade offer from the Browns. And again, it's not like it's a new general manager here. It's not like the guy that was here and picked Johnny Manziel is no longer here. The guy who picked Johnny Manziel is still here. His name is Ray Farmer, and he's the general manager of the Cleveland Browns. Is Ray Farmer going to just give up on Johnny Manziel, who he picked in the first round a year ago, that quickly and so definitively? Now, you could say he's just driving competition, and I think that there are those who would argue that until you get a quarterback, all you should be doing is trying to get a quarterback. And I hear that, but I think this is a team that could still be very competent. You see what you got in Johnny, because as we've said many times, nobody knows. You see what you've got in Josh McCown. You make this defense better. You address the issues that are out there at wide receiver. You get that playmaker. And I think you have a good opportunity to really build a solid football team. I want to see what happens here. Now let me ask you this. And this is another thing. If you knew 12-19 were going to be, say, Todd Gurley, a running back, and maybe an offensive lineman who's going to come in as a future plan somewhere, or you want 12-19 to turn into Marcus Mariota, what would you rather have?
I'd rather have the two players.
Okay.
And simply because I think Todd Gurley can make an immediate impact as a part of that room, even as talented as Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell showed last year in their rookie season. And also, too, the other guy, like you said, whether it be an offensive or defensive lineman, I think both of those guys would be in a starting rotation or at least a competition to start week one for this football team, being a first-round draft pick, whereas Marcus Mariota, as seen by many as a franchise quarterback, still have not reported that it is a foregone conclusion that he is a week one starter for any team in the National Football League. We've heard the Tennessee Titans, who
except
sit
for it, Except for the Oregon Eagles.
Except for the Oregon Eagles, exactly. But I mean, even the Tennessee Titans have said how comfortable they are with Zach Mettenberger, you know, who was what, a sixth round pick last year, to start and play. That at certain points in the season they didn't want to be in the Mariota, and that's why they'd want to move. They must be comfortable with where they're at. So a team as desperate that's drafting number two overall, that won what, three football games last year, doesn't see a franchise quarterback with their pick, so much so that they want to move back with a sixth rounder and accumulate picks. They know something that someone else doesn't.
They do know something. Again, I think that is, again, Tennessee driving up the price. Their beat writer saying they haven't received an offer from Cleveland. Now, here's what at Cleveland Gollum says. How is 12-19 and even a third round mortgaging the future? It's a bit of hyperbole. A franchise quarterback is worth everything. That I do agree with. It is worth everything. But if it costs 12-19 and next year's first, is that a problem?
Yes, it is.
I think
absolutely.
It is.
And also, too, Nathan, name me one analyst, and we've had all of them on in the last 3 months, that said Marcus Mariota is a rookie starter in the National Football League. Everyone said he's a project. It, you know, how his game will transfer is a question mark. And to me, that is not clearly, in my eyes, a franchise quarterback, which is not worth the risk for me. If the Browns selected at number two, I might not take Marcus Mariota, because it's not a foregone conclusion you're going to get the bang for your buck in drafting number two overall. I might be, if I were the Cleveland Browns and I sat at number two, I'd want to move back to get 12-19 to add value to my roster with the way it sits right now.
Right. And because you need more swings at the plate.
Yes.
That's what it's all about, getting as many swings at the plate. Anybody could be a bust in the first round. It happens every year. But if you have two first rounders, the chances of hitting on at least one of them is higher than if you have one. And I think that this is a team that needs to continue to bring in talented players. A franchise quarterback, let me say this, because if you're confused on my stance on it, franchise quarterback is everything. It is the only thing. It is all that matters. And until you have that franchise quarterback, your quest to find one should be never-ending, and there should be no limits to it. However, I believe that these evaluators last season drafted Johnny Manziel to be that franchise quarterback. And you want to see what you have in him before you then go ahead. If you need to do something so drastic, give it a year with Johnny and make sure that it doesn't happen. Because it's not like Mariota's coming out and is Andrew Luck. He's still coming from that spread system. He still has an adjustment, as you pointed out. Now, we did have everybody say last week that he is not a comparable prospect to Johnny Manziel, that he's a better prospect than Johnny Manziel. But you got Johnny Manziel on the team. I think you want to keep 12-19. And maybe make some moves there to get a improve this roster overall.
And one other point, if it is so blatantly clear that he is a franchise quarterback, why would a team drafting number two, the Tennessee Titans, not want to go get their franchise quarterback? Why would the New York Jets, who have question mark at quarterback, not do everything that they can to get Marcus Mariota? Why would the Washington Redskins not want to make a move to get Marcus Mariota? He's never been linked to Washington. Why wouldn't they want to make a move to secure their future with a franchise type of quarterback? Why? Because there is a question that surrounds Marcus Mariota on how he will, and he's proclaimed it himself. I haven't called a play in the huddle in 4 years. Well, you're going to have to do that 65 times in the National Football League.
Every single week, and you're going to have to be able to command it, and that was one of the things that Johnny struggled with. There's a lot of adjustments here for Marcus Mariota in the NFL. It is going to be very, very interesting to see what ultimately ends up happening. I think he does go number two overall. To who? We don't know. I think the Titans trying to drive up that price right now as we speak, using the Browns' leverage. It was obviously leaked to Pat McManaman, and now the Titans' own beat writer has shot that down, saying there has never been an offer from the Browns to the Titans, at least at this point. I don't evaluate him as being worth it. And now, again, somebody just tweeted in right now. James the Ringer says, if Farmer thinks Mariota is Andrew Luck, then he should do what he can to get him. Yes, that is true. But I don't see how anybody in that position in the National Football League could ever think that Marcus Mariota is Andrew Luck.
And the professionals, the analysts that work year-round to evaluate college football talent and those mock drafts that have started, 2016 mock draft will start tomorrow. We'll start on Monday morning. Those professionals that do this for a living, the McShays, the Mayocks, the Kuipers of the world, none of them have locked him in and put him on the same pedestal that you did in Andrew Luck. So to me, he is not a franchise quarterback. And in some case, Jameis Winston, his game transfers better, but there are question marks surrounding him too as to why he may or may not be a franchise quarterback, so much so that the Bucks were rumored that it was a home run slam dunk that he was going number one overall. And then in the large lull that there is between the combine and the NFL draft, there were talks that he wasn't, that it might be Mariota overall.
We'll see. We will see. Phone lines lighting up, 216-578-0850. We certainly want to get your take on what is going on here, what you think about this, Marcus Mariota. It's one of the Ohio Business Machine hot topics. We wanted anyway. Now we have got it. Also, just to let you know, it's a loaded show. Eric Galco, the owner and editor of Optimum Scouting, he's also the lead draft writer for the Sporting News. He checks in with us at 1:30. We'll get his take on this, his take on Mariota. Your boy, Sean
yes.
Merriman, NFL Network and Fox NFL analyst, former All-Pro, former number 12 overall pick, calls in at 2 o'clock talking about the pass rushers. We want the Browns to get an edge rusher. He'll tell you who he likes in this draft class. And then at 2:30, Ross Tucker, the host of the Ross Tucker podcast and host of the Morning Kickoff on Sirius XM NFL Radio, he will be with us at 2:30. Lots of calls to get to. Big, big show here for you. One day away from the 2015 NFL Draft on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.